This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, it is always a wonder and a blessing to be on with Alex Jones and to be on with you, the American audience that represent the best and the brightest and the smartest people in the land. So I'm very honored that Alex is kind enough to bring me on and to work with such wonderful people as Daria and others that really are the cutting edge of the news. And I've done a lot of RT and Press TV interviews, so we'll be bringing you a lot of the footage on that. But this is an exciting time, and I just want to encourage people to support Alex and InfoWars and to get the health supplements, because we're entering a different phase in America. The left and the lunatics and the demoniac Democrats and rhinos are going full bore with destroying the Constitution, destroying our rights, endless war, starting fights, starting conflicts that we need to really rise up, detach ourselves from the mainstream media, including portions of Fox, and get news and information from trusted sources and the analysis from trusted people. So I just want to encourage people to continue to support Alex Jones and support InfoWars. There are teams of people that are gathering from different areas, and we all share our love of country. We share our love of God. I'm a very deeply faithful person who believes, you know, blessed be the Lord my strength, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. This is a fight. This is a war of words, information operations, psychological warfare. I don't believe Russia is an enemy of the United States or our people. I've been there. I've also been to Iran. I don't think Iran is an enemy of the United States or our people. There are differences that we need to solve and diplomatically open up. And I think President Trump, of course, was the best person. It is the best person to do that. So we'll see how that falls together. But be prepared for anything that is going to be coming. Be prepared for Gavin Newsom to replace Kamala Harris, the walking puppet. He doesn't know what her name is. Be prepared for Gavin Newsom to replace Kamala Harris, and then be prepared for a potential Manchurian candidate scenario where they take out Joe Biden and try and blame it on a Trump supporter, so Gavin Newsom could instantly become president. That's the storyline in the Manchurian candidate. I have a very suspicious heart when it comes to this, and I could see the Democrats doing that because they can never win a free and fair election ever again. We'll never have a free and fair election in this country so long as we have electronic voting machines. And in Iraq, we had guys voting with paper ballots and dipping their thumbs into purple ink. And we need to do that for America, because there's nothing more sacred than your individual vote. There's nothing more emblematic of your own ownership of this country than your vote, and it needs to be protected. And when I was in Washington for President Trump's analytics in 2020, we know the election was stolen. I briefed General Flynn. I briefed Pat Byrne. I briefed Sidney Powell. I was the one, in fact, who got General Flynn out of prison by giving him an amicus brief that exposed his law firm, Covington & Burling, is having direct connections to the Clinton, Obama, Biden terrorist financing that they did. So that's one of the reasons General Flynn is free. But there's a whole group of individuals that have been working behind the scenes fighting this. And I'm very excited, because I think the future belongs to all of us who are of traditional conservative constitutional values. It's time to go out and win the Hindus and the Sikhs and the Chinese and the Asians that are living in this country, and as well as blacks and Hispanics. But we have to go and expand our message beyond a Christian ecumenical thesis, and go into reaching out to the people and the immigrants that may not be Christian as we define them, but they believe in traditional family values between men and women. They believe in the American dream, but they've just never discovered InfoWars, or they've never discovered a lot of these messages. It's our job to go out and bring them in, to recruit them. We have to build numbers and make these people our people and cleanse them from the lies the Democrats have been saying, which is every white person is a racist. We know that's a lie. So I just want to encourage people, we are winning. We are going to advance. Pray without ceasing. And go to your local officials, demand they stop some of the most terror that they are doing on your children. We're out of time. I encourage people to go to a website, destroy-cancer.com as well. If you have cancers or tumors, that's something that can be very helpful. Destroy-cancer.com. God bless you. Thank you for supporting us. God bless Alex Jones.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, riding shotgun with us is Tom Lapley, who's a great talk show host and former police officer, sheriff's deputy, and a now very, very popular, many years, preacher with a big church here in Florida. And I met him the other day. I was already familiar with the show. Really excited to invite him on the show tonight, invite him on the next few days. And I'm here until Wednesday in Florida. I'll be hosting the show. And, of course, Rodney Howard Brown, my pastor. I've said for 15 years, I love him, know him for around 10 years. He's here with me. We had an incredible day of just the most amazing church service I've ever been in my 49 years on earth. We had Scott Bennett, former officer, PSYOP officer, U.S. Army, ran major operations around the world from Afghanistan to Iraq to Europe. He was on with this incredible guest. Scott Ritter, former head U.N. weapons inspector, is going to be joining us, and he was also one of the top advisors to Bush Sr. and others in Russia. So he's a Russia expert. He's been in Russia, spent a lot of time there, just got back, or he may still be there. I think he's just got back, but we'll talk to him in about 30 minutes from now. So a jam-packed hour, and then I'm going to leave here in about 55 minutes or less, and I'm going to walk over about 100 feet into this big, giant, well, it's their smallest auditorium, but it's still huge and beautiful. For me, it looks huge. And they've got a 10,000-person auditorium right here. And they've got a 4,000-person right there. They've got like a 600-person or so right here. We're going to have a Night with Alex Jones. He invited me. It's going to be streamed out over there. All their feeds at Revival.com. The feeds will also be at Infowars.com and Band Off Video on this very feed. So Sunday Night Live will be Owen introducing it, and then us for several hours, giving short statements and speeches, and then taking your questions. So, Pastor Howard, great to have you here, brother. Great to have you on in your own studio.
It's good to be good to have you. Yeah.
What do you make of since I've been here since Tuesday? I love it. I feel like I'm home.
Let me tell you, facilitating my friend is like facilitating a Cat 5 hurricane. Seriously, it is like, you know. But I think I've got it down pretty good. I think I'm handling it okay.
You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
What great people are here.
They're all phenomenal. Everybody is.
We got Tom here, who's a great guy, another great pastor, really smart guy, and popular talk shows. Where do you want to begin with the craziness? I have countless videos in mainline pedophile parades. That's what they are, LGBTPS for Satan, literally now. Literally saying, we're going to get your kids, they belong to us, is their official chance. We have the, quote, gay city-sponsored group in San Francisco saying, we're going to get your kids, we own them. They're now showing up at city councils everywhere saying, we're going to have sex with your kids. What is going on with the devil revealing himself like this? Because if I was the devil, I would still be more covert. His greatest trick was saying he didn't exist. Suddenly he says, no, Target says we're going to cut Christians' heads off. We're going to have sex with your children. We're a Satan cult. These are quotes. We're going to rape your children. What has happened here?
I think he's desperate. He's totally desperate. I mean, you can see what's taking place. he realizes that his time is short.
We're going to play the audio, too, in a moment. Yeah. We don't just tell you stuff. We're going to show it, though it's horrible.
So he realizes his time is short, and he knows that the church is rising up, like which I always say.
So that's what Revelation tells us.
Yeah.
Is at the end, the devil sends the beast with wrath because he knows his time is short. So he's throwing a fit.
Except he's trying to preempt what God has already set in place. But he's trying to get the reign of Antichrist, but this is actually the time of the body of Christ. So I try to encourage everybody. People say, is there enough time left? I said, there's enough time for you to fulfill the mission God called you to, myself, Pastor Tom, and everybody that is involved in carrying the gospel around the world. There's enough time.
By the way, I've been to Pentecostal churches, loved them as a kid. But never, you know, when they do the Holy Ghost thing, passed out. Today, not during that part of the service, but during the part about the Great Commission, I had plenty of water, wasn't hot, it was great, felt great. I was so energized, but so strong, I almost fell down.
Well, I mean, there's times I actually hold on the podium myself, and I'm very happy I have it. I can hold it, especially the big one in the sanctuary. The other one, the metal one, is still fine. Those other flimsy ones, they don't really
help. That was it. I had to say, Holy Spirit, you told your about free will, back off a little because I want to fall down.
Yeah. But you know what? That's the problem. That's why God, when he wants to move, he really wants to touch people, but people get afraid, and they just, no, I can't lose control. Instead of just giving the Lord total control, not be afraid, which would be fine. You know what I mean? I mean... maybe everybody be shocked. Oh, my God. What's happened to Alex?
Well, I want you to come back on and talk about the Great Commission.
Yeah.
That was powerful. I was being literally enlisted. I felt like that about 26 years ago when I've been doing my show a few years. That restaurant alone, like 9:30 at night, we were mopping up and stuff. I've done a late night, later night show. It was like 10 o'clock at night. And I felt like I was signing on a commission. I was signing on to a mission. And this today was like 10 times stronger. I was when I said, yes, I want to be signed on. I want the commission. It was like, boom. I was like, whoa. I was like.
Well, look, the only hope for what we're seeing happen is the gospel. There's no other hope. We can't out-intellectualize and out-advertise and fight the giant media, whatever, without a move of the Spirit of God where the wind of heaven blows and begins to touch people. God can flip things around. Now, obviously, the Bible says in the last days, wicked men and evil men, the seducers, will wax worse. So that's going to take place. They're going to get worse and worse. But the righteous are going to get more righteous and bolder. And you're going to see there's more of a showdown coming, light and darkness and stuff like that. And, of course, I mean, I was the first one, as you know, in 150 years to get arrested because I kept the church open. And, you know, everybody thought I was crazy, but I'm not crazy. I just know what's coming. And we prepared, you know, to get arrested again.
And I loved your sermon today about the Davos Group. Because I read that last year and kind of forgot about it. The Davos Group said our main enemy is the churches and three things that stand in the way of their new lockdowns and forced injections. So literally, you got
okay.
To the Spirit.
So the number one thing, they don't want the church praying. And they said we're going to attack tongues because they don't want people praying with power, a hotline to heaven. So we're going to attack tongues. If you speak in tongues, you're a cult. If you believe in healing and miracles, you are a cult because we don't want people getting healed because then they won't need our vaccines. And then number three, if you believe in prosperity and blessing of heaven, you're a cult. So, and I can't believe that ministers actually went to Davos, signed onto that, came back, told the whole denominations, we're against tongues, we're against healing, and we're against prosperity. When I heard that, I told our church, okay, we believe in tongues, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking out of the tongues. We believe in healing, miracles, signs, and wonders, and we believe in prosperity. But now we're gonna overemphasize it.
But don't you get you're being too humble here. You were the first major preacher. It was a huge international story. They arrested you, blew up in their face. They had to then back off. You encouraged all these preachers around the world, including in Africa, as you said, to not be under the lockdown. They're directly talking about you.
Basically, they want...
No, they talk about me by name. They're talking about you, I know.
Well,
that makes me so proud. They think, like, we're going to get you. And I'm not, like, an arrogant person, but I want my John Hancock to be the biggest. Because when they signed that was a death warrant to have your name the biggest. They were like, look at that arrogant guy. Well, if I'm going to put my life on the line, I'm going to say I'm all in.
Yeah, well, yeah. The attorney general that had me arrested is a Soros-paid hack.
Mm-hmm.
So he was put here by Soros.
And where is he now?
Persona non grata.
Yeah. So tell me about Tom.
All right, so Pastor Tom Lampley pastors Foundation Church in, well, he's moved. I mean, he actually took over one of these woke churches that was empty, and he bought the whole property. He's building this boat. He's running about 150 people, and then he wouldn't shut down. And I only got to meet him because he was ranting against the whole system that had me arrested, and he has his own talk show, and the church has exploded, run 1,000 people.
No, I've seen the show. It's good.
Yeah, so, and this is Pastor Tom Lampley. Pastor Tom.
Well, what was amazing to me was I actually, because Alex is good friends with Joe Rogan, I noticed that Joe Rogan saw the book of Revelation unfolding before the evangelical church did. That was what was truly amazing to me. I sat and watched Joe Rogan say, this is the, I mean, he publicly acknowledges that he's not a believer. Maybe he's going that way now. I hope he is. But he publicly acknowledges, you know what, I don't really, you know, follow Christianity. He actually kind of mocks it at times. But then he says, you know what, this is a little scary. This is the book of Revelation unfolding right before my very eyes. And what, you know, for me, it's all about this entire, the globalist, bourgeois, leftist, elitist, leveraging us into a one-world commerce system with many different tactics, a one-world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by tyranny, and all these things, whether it's gun grabbing, climate change, you know, vaccines.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-9090. 2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Voting like grand juries are rigging it all. So here's an incredible example. 3 months ago, the Davos Group in Dubai, with all the major world leaders, has a world government summit. It's called World Government. And they announced Noval Harari, who is their high priest, and Pashwab say, we don't believe in God. These are quotes, but we're about to be gods. And you will join our AI system or you will be destroyed. They said the future is not human. These are actual quotes. And Elon Musk knows the script's flipping against him. Whether he's good or bad, he's at least trying to publicly say he's against it. We can debate why. He said, no, we need to have firewalls in different countries, different systems. We don't want a world government. That's tyranny. You have to make people do what you want to do that. So we have open world government saying you will have an AI-controlled ESG score, global central bank digital currency system that tracks where you go, what you do. And if you don't submit to us politically and do what we say, they can always move the goalposts, which they will. We will take your right to buy and sell and live away. That is a literal manifestation of the book of Revelation in your face. And I have been to dozens of churches the last 2 years in Austin. None of them are talking about it. Right. Literally, the fulfillment in your face 2,000 plus years later. The absolute, people think Alex Jones was right. Alex Jones predicted it while it was happening. That wasn't hard. But no, God told you thousands of years ago exactly. So I'm nothing. That's like, it's like Alex Jones predicts stuff. I'm reading their own battle plans and telling it's going to happen. They do it. It'd be like if I had the enemies, or in football, you know, if I had the playbook and then I was broken into their radio frequency and hear, look, they're calling this play. I would, you know, that goes on in the NFL, cheating. Well, I'm not psychic because I've broken into their feed and I've got their playbook. That's what Alex Jones did to the globalist. God told you thousands of years before what they would do. They're doing exactly what God said.
That's right.
And we just sit back and the church is silent.
That's right. They don't even know. I mean, that's the only thing, because nobody has preached it. And that really, I've been hearing you preach the Bible for a long time. You reference it and you've been predicting it. But who opposes and exalts himself, which you're talking about, Noah Harari, opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped.
He says, I don't believe in God. I'm going to be a God.
That's right. He sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God, which is the abomination of desolation. Right. So this, we see it unfolding, but no Christians, Christians don't consider to be loving.
Talk about abomination, desolation. Because it's key. When they start saying, there was no God, but now there is a God. God, it's me.
That's right. And that's how you know, when you see these people that are actually, whether it's Noah Harari or many others, coming up and they're now setting themselves up as AI gods, where they can see everything. You know, they want to be on the
Elon said 3 years ago, beware of those that say they're AI gods.
That's right.
Because he's been around these people. What do you think has happened with Elon? Do you think he's a double playing or...
My opinion about Elon Musk is that I think he's, and sometimes I think he's a pragmatist where he just wants to, he wants to be successful. He wants to reach all areas. He wants to reach evangelicals.
I agree.
But
full spectrum dominance.
He's trying to be. He's trying to do that, but he's too much. He's too engrossed with the CCP. There's too much money involved with the CCP and Tesla. I don't fully trust him, but I think there's hope with him.
I agree, though. Xi Jinping acting like he was. The second coming was very creepy 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, I hope Elon does well. They're still, putting Yaccarino in charge of Twitter.
WEF.
I mean, you're looking at a WEF.
What do you think about all this, Pastor? Yeah.
Well, I think Elon is from South Africa. So he's kind of a different. I'm from South Africa. So I think Elon sees things a little differently. Obviously, I'm not into this whole go live on Mars. The last thing I want to do is leave the Earth. There ain't no way I'm going to go live on some red planet with no water and ocean. And
you like Florida, yeah.
I'm staying on the planet. I want to see palm trees and green and some golf courses. I'm not interested. I'm not interested in some red planet. So, but that's what he wants to do. Bottom line, I mean, I think he's a genius, but I think he also realizes that Americans are being smoked. And I mean, I don't think you go just drop $46 billion to buy a media company for free speech if you didn't believe that people should have free speech. So for that, I'm happy. How long we have it, we'll see. We all push an envelope. I mean, I slam it all the time, even though my whole following on Twitter has been choked. You know, they've kept me at a level. Although from the time Elon took over, I think I was stuck at about 50,000. I think I'm sitting over 60,000 now, 67,000, whatever as well. I mean,
well, you're still having to dig out the people in there that control it.
Basically, yeah. So, no, I mean, I pray for Elon. I pray for him much that, you know, I pray he doesn't go take the first trip to Mars and then go blow himself up. You know, we don't kind of need that, like the guys last week with the Titanic. But who knows? As I said on my show this morning, how do we know they really went?
What do you make of Biden? Because everybody can look at the Kirby clip and the others, where now the media is allowed to attack. So I don't like Biden. I don't like Kirby. I don't like any of them. But they're allowed to attack now to get Biden out and clear the way for Big Mike or Gavin Newsom. What do you think about that?
I mean, I personally wish that he just run another 4 years and stay in office. I think, to me, I mean,
he's discrediting him.
Basically, that's what they're doing.
Sure, McCarthy, don't interrupt your enemy when they're destroying themselves.
Yeah, but I mean, Biden really is only doing what his handlers are telling him to do. So he's actually a harmless old guy. He should really just be in a home, you know. I mean, if Don Rickles got hold of Joe Biden and say, hey, Joe, I called the home. They said your room will be ready next Thursday. So I feel sorry for because it's like elder abuse. And I'm not pushing up all the crimes and all the stuff that's been happened. But, I mean, the crime.
Right now, he's not home. He's basically a walking zombie.
Yeah, you know, like the elevator doesn't go all the way to the top floor.
I don't think the elevator works with Biden. I don't. It's not like he's a fork sort of a set. There's no utensils here. I mean, I watch his full speech now. It's all bumbling insane asylum.
But this, I love that. I mean, to me, that's like entertainment.
Oh, you're a saint.
No, I mean, if let's say he made total sense, and let's say he was doing what he was doing, then what do you do?
No,
I agree. Like, look at Obama. Obama was the great orator and whatever. And we're sitting there going, you got to be kidding me. Now we got a bungling.
No, I agree. What else is on your radar? What do you think about, Tom, or you, Pastor? What about just the Russia thing and all this craziness?
Well, you know, for me, when it comes to what's happening in Russia, you know, it was all predicted, a while ago. I mean, if you see the various interweavings, it's hard to actually have a beginning in it. If you're going with Ukraine and Russia right now, if you look at the interweavings with, you know, Hunter Biden with Metabiota inside of Russia, inside of the Ukraine, it was basically, to me, all, you know, coming out and this is all basically a cover up for, you know, the various interests inside of Ukraine, you know, whether it's the Biden.
They couldn't afford to lose Ukraine, right? Because it would bring down Obama and the CIA, right? Using Ukraine for decades as their money laundering piggy bank.
Yeah.
People know about Israel, where a lot of money laundering goes on for the West. I said that should be investigated, but Ukraine's one of the biggest places this is going on. All right, Tom, how do people find your work?
You can find me at Foundation Church, Northport, Florida. That's really where I'm based out of. Tom Lifely Podcast. You can just type it in anywhere. It'll pop up.
LAIPPLY.com.
Yes, sir.
Join me again before I leave Wednesday afternoon on the show. Okay. Tuesday or Wednesday. Thank you so much. Pastor, ride shotgun with us, all right?
No, we're going to have fun tonight. It's going to be awesome.
Well, don't leave yet. We have 30 more minutes. And Scott Ritter, the former head UN Weapons Inspector, is coming on. We're going to talk to you more. And then we end in 35 minutes or so. I'm going to do this big special night. It'll be streamed at Infowars.com and Revival.com. And you're going to put it on Dish, all these different satellites.
Yeah, we're on the normal satellite feeds that we are normally on.
This place is like the good Death Star. It looks like the Death Star right there.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula, that's Brain Force Ultra, that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. Got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I'm here at the incredible International Media Complex. Crowds of thousands and thousands today to hear Pastor Rodney Howard Brown speak. And earlier we had a great analyst on, Scott Bennett, Army Psychological Warfare Expert, Run Major Operations, laying out his take on what really just happened yesterday, that incredibly dangerous, in my view, fiasco in Russia. in Western Russia. But we could not have a more prominent expert who worked on the anti-nuclear treaties, weapons treaties, one of the chief negotiators, chief military guys on the ground. He was then the head UN weapons inspector in Iraq that exposed they were lying about WMDs trying to stop that war. He is Scott Ritter, former Marine intelligence officer. I won't go over his bios. It'll take too long, but we cannot have a better guess. He's predicted everything that's coming true. Real Scott Ritter on Twitter, ScottRitterExtra.com. He wrote excellent articles, really, when this whole attempted coup started 48 hours ago or 40 hours ago, predicting what would happen, that it would drown out, that Prigozhin would give up, that it was a desperate gambit to get all these outside groups to join him. So was it a Western-backed coup, or was it just his ego, and does this weaken Putin, and will this help end the war? Well, what does all this mean? And Pastor Rodney Howard Brown is a founder of churches all over the world, major churches in Russia. He's been to Russia many times. I was on the phone with him this morning when he was talking to his Russian churches, and they said this has made Putin stronger, this happening. I kind of see it making him weak if it's Prigozhin he let do this.
Here's what they're saying. They're saying Putin let him flush out so that everyone could see who was disloyal. And that's what they said, that Putin was a strategist. He told me, he said, they were in the city yesterday. He said it was like a normal day in Moscow. There were tanks and stuff like that. But he said the majority of the people are behind Putin. So how can he be getting weaker if the majority of people are behind him? What he did, he allowed the guy to play his hand, and now the guy is shot. And then he could also, it could expose the people that are loyal to Prigozhin. So, and then they're going to be dealt with. I mean, that's the thing. Like you said, he's going to Belarus now. But how, if he's going to live, who knows what the story's going to be. But the bottom line is, I mean, this was from a key pastor in the city of Moscow. And he's been there for many years. So he just told me, when I summed it up to him, he said, boy, you got the thing right. But we'd already been talking about it, so I knew that, you know, what was taking place. I was actually just reading.
Read it to us. We'll go to Scott Ritter. This is incredible because, you were South African when the Soviets were there. Let me just tell the network something. You guys are running a feed of me ranting into my ear, and I love you to death. Can you check the board and just stop that feed to me? I kind of ignored it for 2 minutes, but I can't do it anymore. Okay, so maybe it's from here. I don't know.
It could be us running
it's a, no big deal.
A pre-roll. Why are we running the pre-roll, guys? Please.
All this put together is so complex. We're lucky we're even on air.
All right, but listen here. So I'm not sure who this person is, but I was just reading this before we went on air. Said, after the dust started to settle, the noise faded. Let me give you my view. This person is obviously from that area. Prigozhin tried to seize power. He prepared for this for a few months. He lied about the amount of ammo provided so he could stockpile for his coup. He waited for the offensive to start so Russian armies focused on stopping the enemy. Then he struck. He spread the news about Russian army collapsing. That's because he wanted a retreating Russian army and a nation looking for someone to blame. If the defensive lines would have broken, the usual doomers would have all been outraged and many people would have been looking for someone responsible like the last autumn. In that situation, Prigozhin would step up and lead his Wagner heroes to stabilize the nation, a savior, a man that recuses the day or rescues the day. But the Russian army held. As the Ukrainian hordes struck, the Russian fort dug in, refused to retreat or break. The Air Force worked around the clock. The intelligence was good and high-ranking Russian generals were in forward observation points exactly where the Ukrainians attacked, commanded the battle, and the defense. Russians and reinforcements were ready. They counted where it was needed. The Ukrainians were smashed again and again. So why start the coup? Prigozhin was already committed. He was afraid of the leaks from his people. He was afraid of the Russian FSB would smell him out. So he had to move. He had to start his grotesque query. He struck at a precise moment when all defenders of the motherland were holding back the enemy behind their backs.
Is this what the pastor said to you?
No, this is what I just saw on the internet, so I'm just reading it. He made a fake video of some stupid trampled forest that was supposed to be a missile strike, but the forest was green and not scorched. Another missile strike was presented, but the crater was not round, but square, with two fires lit up at the bottom of the square. It convinced almost no one. But at this point, there was no turning back for Prigozhin. He spread the information about pogrom on the front lines, that the Russian army had lost enormous territory.
Let's go back to this because I want to get your take on it. But Scott Ritter's just got back from Russia. He's in New York, former head UN weapons inspector. You were there getting these peace treaties, getting anti-nuclear weapons treaties done. So you're a Russian expert. What do you make of what's going on?
Well, I think Russia had a problem that Machiavelli spoke about when he back in the day. He said, don't align yourself with mercenaries. You know, Wagner was created in 2014 to do a specific task, and that was to facilitate the provision of military training, equipment, and, you know, some supervision to the ethnic Russian resistance against the Ukrainian nationalists that seized power through the Maidan revolution in February 2014. It could do that because the soil that they're operating on wasn't Russia. You know, Russian law prohibits a private military contractor from operating on Russian soil. When these territories were annexed by Russia in September of last year, after the referendum, the Wagner group no longer had a legal basis to operate on. This was problematic. Now, they were heavily engaged in combat. And so the Russians allowed this to continue until the battle for Bakhmut was finished. But the Russian government made it clear that Wagner was going to have to comply with the law, which means that the day of this independent mercenary force was over. They would have to sign contracts, get absorbed in the Ministry of Defense, etc. Prigozhin is one of the owners, took umbrage at this. It would lose him a money-making machine. Plus, he had... You know, he had elevated Wagner's status. They were superheroes in Russia. You know, prior to this fiasco, every major city in Russia had billboards up there advertising Wagner for recruiting. The Wagner group was held on a higher level than even the Russian army. You know, treated as heroes, the heroes of Bakhmut, etc. And so I think Prigozhin believed that this was... The Russian government, the Ministry of Defense, was conspiring against him, and so he concocted this coup. There's every reason to believe that Prigozhin's actions were linked to specific actions of the Ukrainian government and, indeed, the collective West, particularly British intelligence. Whether or not Prigozhin was
controlled by them. So you're saying he may have been coordinating? Are you saying that he may have been coordinating with them?
Well, what we do know is this, that British intelligence was briefing the prime minister several weeks ago about Prigozhin's planned coup. They knew about it. The CIA briefed Congress about the coup. They knew about it. The British coordinated with the Ukrainians to go into an operational pause, if you remember that happened a couple days ago, and wait until the coup started. The goal of the coup was to compel the Russians to withdraw troops from the front line, and then the Ukrainians would then go on the attack. The British had coordinated this. The British are telling Zelensky to pause, to wait. So they're acting as if there was coordination. Now, this could just be good intelligence, and Prigozhin didn't realize that he was being used in this fashion, or Prigozhin, who exhibited all the red flags that one would expect of somebody who is susceptible to being recruited. Anger, narcissism, greed. He had business dealings that had collapsed in St. Petersburg. He was desperate for money. So all the things suggest that he was susceptible to recruitment. There's no proof of that yet, but we do.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils, and more. We have the turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening acryl calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So, all three toothpaste in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And aren't a former head, you know, weapons inspector like you. What does this mean? What does the West do? Because they were all hyping it and saying, oh, we're going to take the sanctions off Wagner, and now they're not. And the West was celebrating it. Now they're deflated. I mean, big picture, you know, talk to me like I'm 5 years old. And when it comes to these subjects, you know, you're smarter than me on this. What does this signify? Does it strengthen Putin, weakening? Because this comes on the heels of the Ukrainian offensive being smashed. That's confirmed. They admit that. Even CNN says a week ago, Ukrainian offensive smashed, Putin winning, and now we're told this weird fizzle coup that a bunch of tanks started driving up a road and stopped. I mean, this is pathetic.
Look, what NATO is assembling next month on the 11th for a summit. This was supposed to be their miracle. This was something that the intelligence services of the United States and Great Britain had been planning for weeks, if not months.
This was the Hail Mary. This was the Hail Mary.
This was the Hail Mary, and it fizzled. It thumped. Putin is stronger. There were no defections. The Russian army held fast on the front lines. The Ukrainians have resumed their attacks. They're being slaughtered on the front lines. NATO has no plan B. So this is a disaster for NATO. This makes Putin stronger. But again, I just want to point out that this was very embarrassing for him because it made him look like a banana republic.
No, I agree. I said that first hour. I said, is this a defeat for Putin? When he said he would prosecute Prigozhin, now let him go to Belarus. or does this make Putin stronger? And I'm not, I want this war to end. I'm an American, just like you. Like you said, you're a Marine. We got a war with Russia, you're going to win. But they're not attacking us. There's Chinese spies in Hollywood. We're being infiltrated by the globalists. It's Target trying to teach sex to my kids. If Putin did that, he'd be my enemy. And I just want to be friends with Russia. I don't want to de-escalate this. So where do you see this going, Scott Ritter? Because you're probably the smartest guy in the room when it comes to this.
Look, I continue to believe that Russia will achieve a strategic victory over the Ukrainian military by the end of this summer, early fall. The Ukrainians cannot continue to sustain the casualties that they're currently suffering on the battlefield, and there's nothing in the pipeline to replace the equipment and the manpower that they're losing. But then, you know, how Russia resolves this politically is yet to be announced. The suggestion is that Russia will destroy the Ukrainian army, seize control of the Russian territories, and then push the Ukrainian army back another 100, 150 kilometers to keep them out of range of Russian territories. But then the question is, then what? And I don't have an answer for that because the Russian government isn't showing its cards, nor should it. I mean, they don't work for Scott Ritter. They don't work for Alex Jones. And so they're keeping their cards closely held. I do believe that Russia is interested in a negotiated settlement, that they would be reasonable to an extent, meaning they're not going to give up Russian territory. They're not going to give up their security, but they're not going to demand the end of Ukraine. They would ask Ukraine not to be part of NATO.
No, they just don't want Ukraine joining NATO. Remember, Scott, right. Just a year ago, it was a conspiracy theory that NATO wanted them to join NATO, Ukraine. Now they admit they wanted to join Ukraine. One Russian thing they said, the West didn't deal from a position of reality. They said, we don't want Ukraine. Now they say, no, we want to fast-track Ukraine.
Fast-track Ukraine. And, again, this is insanity. I just the strategy, the stated objective of the United States is the strategic defeat of Russia. Russia has said that if they suffer a strategic defeat, that's an existential threat to their survival, and they can use nuclear weapons in response. So our policy of seeking to defeat Russia strategically, even though we're going to fail, people need to understand
that. Is to push Russia into a nuclear war.
Yeah, we'd be dying. That's exactly what our policy is, and it's insane.
Pastor, you're here. You make a lot of great points. What do you make of this point in time in history?
No, I think it's an exciting time. I think it's what we've been talking about, what the Bible predicts. I think this is the greatest hour to be alive. I mean, I would rather live now than any other time in history. I think we were handpicked to be here.
I agree. People that say life is boring. Scott Ritter, this is not a boring time to be alive, is it?
We've been struck by that old Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. These are about the most interesting times there are.
Quick answer. Please join us again soon. You're an amazing researcher and brain. Real Scott Ritter on Twitter, ScottRitterExtra.com. And people can find your book and more at Scott Ritter, ScottRitterExtra.com. What do you think the West is really thinking? Because I saw the hype, defeat of Putin, embarrassment. I play devil's advocate. I can see it makes him look weak at one level. But at the end of the day, he just defeated their main gambit, their desperate Hail Mary. What is the West really thinking right now? Because they just slaughtered the Ukrainian offensive.
No, the West is desperate. The bottom line is that the West is going to abandon Ukraine because it's unsustainable to keep with Ukraine. And then they're going to try and get the best deal they can from Putin in terms of trying to secure some sort of new European security framework. They've failed all over. The effort to destroy the Russian economy through sanctions has failed. The Russian economy is stronger today than it has ever been. They failed militarily, and they're failing politically. NATO is fractured. The European Union is fractured. So I think you're going to see increasing desperation on the part of Europe to find a peaceful off-ramp off this conflict with the United States.
Yeah, they've blown up pipelines. They've run coups against nuclear power. What else can they do? I mean, I don't ever underestimate the New World Order. Man, these globalists are crazy because they're never held to account because they hide behind the policymakers. You know, like Putin's actually out there. The buck stops with him. Love him or hate him, at least it stops with him. The globalists get to hide. But, I mean, what else will they pull then? Because what can they do, Scott? And I'm going to let you go in a minute.
Well, I think the next thing on the agenda will be some sort of attack on the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant to try and create the fear of a Three Mile Island Chernobyl type nuclear catastrophe and an effort.
I agree. A false flag, a nuclear false flag.
Yeah.
Well, stop it. In your own words, I interrupted. Your warning of a nuclear false flag.
I'm warning that Ukraine is going to attack the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant in order to create a nuclear crisis that they will then use to try and get a United Nations peacekeeping force to take control of that facility. And this will bring about, you know, a cessation on the front. Russia will never go for it. Russia's ahead of the game on this. Look, if we haven't learned one thing, Russia's smarter than Europe, and they're smarter than the United States. They're five steps ahead. This Prigozhin thing was an embarrassment. I think it's one of the few times that Putin has gotten off on the bad foot, but they quickly recovered. And I think Russia has a game plan. They're executing it, and the West is playing catch-up, and they're running out of time. They're not going to be able to catch up.
Well, I just hope we can do business with Russia and have organic farms and business and oil and move forward, not blow each other up. Scott Ritter, incredible information. Real Scott Ritter on Twitter. Tell folks briefly about your book.
Well, the book is Disarming the Time of Perestroika, Disarmament or Arms Control and the End of the Soviet Union. It's about the implementation of the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty, the first ever nuclear reduction treaty. It also was the first time we used inspectors on the ground, on soil. So I was one of the first inspectors working in the Soviet Union. You know, the 1980s were a very dangerous time. We came close to nuclear conflict several times. Today, people say, how do we get off this this relationship, this bad relationship? How do we solve this problem? And I say, read the book, because it's a template of hope. We did it once before through the vehicle of arms control, and we could do it again if we just make arms control our top policy. Instead of trying to seek the strategic defeat of Russia, we should be seeking strategic cooperation to reduce the threat of nuclear war. And I believe that would be the best policy possible.
Scott, glad you're back. Very dangerous trip, I know. Thank you so much. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Pastor, we got a minute and a half before we go to break, and we're going to come back. Owen's going to take over about 10, 15 minutes, and we're going to do over 2-hour live program here.
Yeah, we have to go live in there right now.
No, we're about to leave.
Okay.
So Owen Schroeder on my feed is about to do a few minutes, and he'll grab your feed. Your feed's at revival.com, if I can find it right
there.
Yeah,
or revivaltv.com.
RevivalTV.com.
Yeah, and we're on our YouTube channel, Rodney Ann Brown YouTube, or Rodney and Donnie Cannon Brown Facebook, until I finish the offering, and then you and I do things. We'll go with those two, but we'll be on RevivalTV.com.
We're going to break in 1 minute. Say a 60-second prayer for hopefully for peace.
Father, I pray for each and every person watching. Many are concerned about tomorrow, what's going to take place. But, Father, we know that if they have given their life to you, that there can be a peace. And I pray even now, those that are watching, just pray this off to me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sin. Wash me in your blood. And I confess you as my Lord and my Savior. And from this night, I give my life to you, and I will serve you. Now, Father, I pray for each person that prayed that prayer, that you'll lead them, you'll guide them by your Spirit, you'll protect them. It doesn't matter what's taking place in the world. Because your people, your hand is upon your people. And I thank you for supernatural protection upon your people as they serve you and obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Beautiful. I did not plug any in the last 2 hours. That's my fault. We got great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You need them, make a donation. We're only here because of you. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Make a donation. At the top says donate. Or just buy a great product, amazing products, InfoWarsStore.com. We have the great turmeric toothpaste. We have the activated charcoal toothpaste with no fluoride. All the essential oils, so good for your gums, your whole body. InfoWarsStore.com. We have the other great products there as well. Thank you so much. I'll see you with the live feed. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.